I'm Callie Walker. I'm the Bureau Chief of Pest Eradication and Control for the Division of Plant Industry, and I'm the statewide director for the Citrus Health Response Program.
You gave an update on the black spot situation in quarantine. Just give us a broad overview on that, if you would.
Sure. This year, we have had two major expansions in the citrus black spot quarantine area. One was into Charlotte County. The other one was the first time we've ever had residential citrus black spot found on a tangerine variety in Lee County that was found by the USDA, which is our partner. Those two have added significant acreage into the quarantine this year. But outside of those two major expansions, everything else has been within the current quarantine area. We've had no other major expansions besides those two.
That residential was in which county?
It was in Lee County, and it was just found in the last month. So we are coming to the end of the CBS survey time period, and we have met our requirement as number of acres we had targeted to survey. And this year in the Immokalee quarantine area, as of last Friday, we had surveyed just over 89,000 acres.
The great vast majority of the black spot finds remain in Collier and Hendry counties, correct?
That is correct. We still have the major quarantine areas are actually Collier, Hendry, and Lee now. But we still, like I said, have a very small regulated area in Polk County, and then, of course, the one find in Charlotte.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.